At 7:06, it is clear and 68 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 91 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. It could be another rough day for area firefighters. There is a red flag fire warning for Osage and Pawnee counties today. Weather forecasters say fire conditions will be extreme for the rest of us this afternoon. The State Forestry Department's George Geisler urges you to be careful.
We just want them to stay safe, stay vigilant.
A statewide burn ban remains in effect in Oklahoma. Winds are expected to gust up to 30 miles an hour this afternoon. Investigators, meanwhile, continue to sift through the charred debris at the Tulsa School of Arts and Sciences. Tulsa fire investigators and the ATF have yet to announce a cause for last week's three-alarm blaze. Tulane University's athletic director, Rick Dixon, thanks Tulsa for its support after the spinal injury of Devon Walker during Saturday's game against TU.
If this was going to happen anywhere else on the planet, outside of our own home and backyard, the fact that it's happening in my hometown, in this facility, with these professionals, you never ask for these things, but the fact that it was dealt to us, it couldn't have happened in a better place.
Walker was injured in Saturday's game against TU when he collided with another player going for a tackle. TU, meanwhile, has set up a fund drive for Walker. Info is available on our website at publicradiotulsa.org. We have some employment news for Tulsa this morning. Workers at Drug Warehouse, Mays, and MedX are nervous. The chain is being purchased by Walgreens, and Walgreens has announced that it will close all of those stores in the Tulsa market when it takes over the chain. A Drug Warehouse employee told us she had not been told whether she would be offered a job at a Walgreens location. American Airlines, meanwhile, releases the grand total of jobs to be cut here in Tulsa. That number is 839. It's part of the restructuring of the company as part of the bankruptcy. The layoffs are expected to happen sometime around Christmas. Tulsa County leaders vote to put the Vision 2 tax extension on the November 6th general election ballot.
Mr. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Peake?
Yes.
Mr. Smalley?
Yes.
After a final public hearing, county commissioners vote unanimously to bring the $749 million proposal to citizens. The county is seeking $92 million of that total. The largest project, $38 million, is for a new juvenile justice center. Chief Judge Doris Francine says more space is needed.
Room to even conduct court with our rising numbers in abuse and neglect cases.
County leaders also want money for roads, bridges, expo square, parks, and river levees. Broken Arrow's Bill Hemm remembers the events of 11 years ago this morning very well. He was in the South Tower at the World Trade Center in New York City, and he says he's reminded of it every time he goes downtown here in Tulsa and sees the BOK Tower.
It's the same structure. It's the same architect. And yeah, I think of it every time.
The BOK Tower is a miniature version of a World Trade Center tower. Him was in that South Tower as a stockbroker when the terrorists struck. Now, coming up this morning at 7:35, we will hear his story and learn how his life has changed. Our weather forecast, a red flag fire warning for Osage and Pawnee counties. Sunny, windy, and hot today with a high fire danger and a high of 91. Tonight it'll be clear and mild, 66 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and 90. Thursday, thunderstorms likely in 86. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly clear and 68. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.